Cowboy Toy Show at the Coralville Marriott, Saturday, April 30th from noon to 3.
There will also be a spaghetti and wing eating contest and a tool challenge. The Big Boy Toy Show, Saturday, April 30th from 11 to 5 at the Coralville Marriott. Be there.
Friday mornings, here on the Dave and Darren Show, we get an audience with Mike Schultz, the entertainment editor for the River Cities Reader, the movie critic, and the warlock of the calendars.
Aha, yes.
Winning. Yes, friends, he is Mike Schultz, and he joins us here to talk about the movies.
Yes,
we'll have
happy
a
Easter weekend,
four-pack of tickets to give away when Mike's done with his opinions, his well-thought-out opinions. And this whole segment is brought to us by Rave Motion Pictures. They're on 53rd, right, Darren?
That's right. Visit ravemotionpictures.com for showtimes. And if you sign up, you're going to get those showtimes sent to you each and every Friday. All digital pictures with more stunning 3D offerings, free refills on large popcorn and soft drinks. And they, of course, have the IMAX there.
How about that?
Hey, did you hear about these 2D glasses? This is something you're probably going to need to get.
No.
A guy has invented 2D glasses that you can wear to 3D showings.
To watch them in 2D?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
If all of a sudden it's starting to bug you, you put these on?
Basically, his wife was super pregnant, and they went to go see a 3D movie, and she couldn't handle it. She was getting nauseous like crazy. So he went and he invented these 2D glasses. And a lot of times, like, you just want to see the movie in 3D, or in 2D, and what works is you can put the 3D glasses on if you like during like the crazy action scenes.
Yeah.
But just for the regular movie, just watch it in 2D.
Or maybe someone wants to see it in 3D and someone wants to see it in 2D.
Right.
Then that way you can still sit
together.
That's brilliant.
What they want. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I
love that.
It's
all
so stupid. It's brilliant.
It's exactly
I've
right.
I've invented 2D glasses.
Yeah.
And yet this guy's now making a fortune.
Well, fantastic.
Good for him.
Yeah. Good for him. Indeed.
Well, Mike, what have you seen before
what
we get
did
to
we
the
see?
Movie's opening this,
I saw Scream 4.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a big old shrug. You just go, all right. So that was Scream 4. Okay. Yeah, it's too bad. I mean, it feels like it's the late 90s again, and I'm not sure that's such a good thing. You know, it's like,
oh, it's not.
Well, this is old news. It's not very scary. It's not very funny, sadly. That the style has just dated badly, I think. You know, it's likable enough, I guess. You know, it's cool seeing Courtney Cox and David Arquette do their goofy thing, but who cares?
Right.
Yeah, and not much fun.
That
not
guy,
very scary.
What is his name? Kevin Williamson? Is that
Kevin Williamson?
Is he just run out of gas?
Well, yeah, he's become like Bruce Valanche now. You know, where it's just like, okay,
really,
it's just bad puns, and you know,
that's who he's turned into.
he's not quite that awful, but he's on his way.
Yeah, that's why I had to shave the beard. Everyone was calling me Bruce Valanche. That the way too tight T-shirts I wear.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do
with the crazy messages?
With the nutty messages.
Bruce.
I love that we're getting more Bruce Valanche mentions here on the show.
You can't get him.
All right.
He's
so,
awesome.
So,
Scream
4.
That was, blah. Who cares?
What else?
The Conspirator, the one about the Lincoln trial,
uh-huh.
Which was pretty interesting, which was pretty well done.
Pretty good.
I thought, it was fine. It follows exactly the formula that every single one of those movies do. You know, he meets his client and, well, she's obviously guilty. And, I'm learning a little something. And, oh, maybe she's
maybe
not
she's
guilty.
Not.
And, now a crusade for her. And, you know, it's
so this is just a history lesson that they could take the kids to.
Absolutely.
This could be a history class.
Perfectly pleasant film. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And there's no other reason to see it. It's a good little educational piece of work.
Yeah.
And finally, I saw Rio.
Right.
Yeah,
Birds.
The animated bird, Jesse Eisenberg is a
right,
macaw
right.
going down, which wasn't bad at all, I got to admit. There's really nothing to it. It's one chase scene after another, basically.
Right.
But it moves fast, and it's colorful, and the 3D was actually pretty great.
But
I gotta
as far
admit.
As these sort of things, nothing special.
Nothing special, but also not bad.
Yeah, okay.
And so many of them are bad, you know, like Hop. Ugh.
Yeah.
I had a good time. I had a fine time. And the animation of Rio de Janeiro is crazy good.
Yeah.
Really good. You know that big statue they have of Jesus?
Yes. Right.
That is made for 3D. Yeah, let's do a circle around him. His arm is like
course.
Poking you in the face.
That's
it was awesome.
So
it's like, I've been touched by the Lord.
I get slapped by Jesus.
Slapped by God.
Watching
himself.
Talking Parrots. That ain't bad.
Yeah. All right. Jesse Eisenberg's hilarious. Yeah, it's a good time.
So out of all of them, Rio's really the one.
Rio's really the one, but but still. None better than like staying home with a good book.
Yeah, you know, it's a holiday weekend. It's Easter weekend, and you'd think that there would be more to see at the movie houses. We've got, African Cats is opening today.
Yeah, got a nature doc.
That's a nature documentary about African
about
cats.
Is that an IMAX thing? Or
no, that's not. That's just a good old fashioned 2D flick. Remember our,
and if you
day?
If you see the movie today, Disney will give a couple nickels to an African cat. They're doing some sort of
Like an Earth Day promotion.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh well, maybe I'll
an
go then.
An epic true story set against the backdrop of one of the wildest places on Earth. African Cats captures the real life love, humor, and determination of the majestic kings of the savannah.
Mm, God bless them. Well, yeah. Maybe I'll go today then.
It's rated
Throw a little money towards. You
it's
know.
Rated G. It's a Disney nature movie.
Yeah.
So
those are always bearable.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
Also opening today in theaters, you've got Water for Elephants, which is one of my wife's all-time favorite books. And this has been the talk of some speculation for months and months in our house. It's finally out. Robert Pattinson and Reese Witherspoon star in this Depression-era drama about a veterinary school dropout who joins the circus.
Ugh.
Two words,
no thanks.
the wife's sister's coming up from Florida.
This sounds
weekend.
Like a good thing this for them to knock
be,
out.
Yeah, this is gonna be 3 hours I get the house to myself.
There you go.
So
well
I'm
done.
All for it. Here's a little bit from the trailer. Water for Elephants.
Who's the woman who works with the horses?
That ain't no woman. That's the boss's wife, and she don't talk to nobody, and you don't talk to her.
Better life is meant for you.
I'm a star, George. Not there. I got nothing.
You break my law, you have to pay a penalty.
But it's gotta be now.
What am I doing?
Let me do a little moment here from the movie that at least I'd like to see.
You don't talk to her. Yes, I will.
I'd like to do just a little scene from Water for Elephants. I don't know that this is in the movie, but if it is,
I'll
text me
know.
And I'll go.
Okay.
All right. It's what's his name? The Academy Award winner from Reservoir
Dogs. Christoph Waltz.
All right. I'd like to see this happen. This is delicious milk. You wouldn't mind if an elephant came in your house, would you? No, that it would be delightful. I must compliment you on your delicious milk again.
But the rats
are bad.
Yeah, any elephant movie that doesn't have Bill Murray in it, I'm not interested.
Nice.
Also opening today in theaters, Tyler Perry's Madea's Big Happy Family, everyone's favorite wisecracking Take No Prisoners grandma, jumps into action to take care of family.
Didn't he make one last week?
It feels like it, yeah. But she cracks me up.
Does she?
Yeah. The movies are generally not good, but she's funny.
Okay.
I mean, Shim is funny.
Here's a clip. Shim is funny. Here's a clip from Madea's...
Thought it was Shep.
Family Reunion? Is that the name of this movie?
Big Happy Family.
Family Reunion was last year.
Yeah, that was last week.
Right. Happy Family in theaters today.
Shirley, let me help you get these children over here.
Oh, please.
Can I help you?
Oh, yeah.
They will be here at dinner at 6 o'clock. Have dinner ready.
Today?
Today, that's right. Today.
How you gonna get them over here?
See, y'all Christians is something. Y'all gonna pull out that Bible, but y'all don't know which prescription to use for which situation. You got to find the right prescription. There's a prescription that says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Yeah.
Have you been redeemed by the Lord?
Yes.
That's right. So if you've been redeemed by the Lord and somebody does something to you that you don't like, even your kids, you can beat the hell out of them and just say, so. So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna beat the hell out of them and say, so. And I'm gonna bring them over here because you've been redeemed. I ain't.
You know what?
It makes sense, don't it? God
it
is
makes
good.
Sense.
Hallelujah.
Okay, that wasn't so funny. But sometimes.
He doesn't sound like a lady at all.
No.
Is that the joke?
That's part of it. He doesn't look like
he's
one either.
Does he make these movies just because he likes to do the voice?
I don't know. He also tours in these stage productions
where
all
he just
over
can't stop doing the voice.
Maybe that could be it. I don't know.
So the gimmick is that he's a lady who doesn't. No words. It's like black grandma Norm Crosby is what
kind
you're dealing
of.
With.
Yeah,
Archie
a little
Bunker
bit.
And,
just malaprops and
yeah. Yes,
just,
there's a lot
that's
of
the
that.
Whole, the whole
absolutely.
Gimmick.
But
when
he gets on a tear sometimes, it's, I don't know. I've laughed a lot at those movies.
We're
going to
need
a
more
lot.
Proof than what we just heard.
Yeah, that wasn't very good at all.
No.
That was terrifying.
And that didn't even sound like it was... It
didn't
like
sound
improv.
Like it was... Yeah, yes. It didn't, yes, it did. Yeah, it sounded like the first take, the first rehearsal.
Right.
Which like, might be why he gets them out so fast. It might just be like one or two takes and, okay, on.
next.
Like Ed Wood, you know, where it's like, okay, we got it. Perfect.
Let's shoot this, Eddie.
That's not what he said.
I can't say what he says, but that's my favorite part of that movie. Yeah, Martin good. Landau saying, let's shoot this, Eddie. Go ahead and rent the original to get the real line.
I haven't seen that one for a while. God, that's a great flick.
That's a great movie. Yeah. Could be the last good thing Tim Burton's done.
Well,
the last great thing.
Certainly the last great thing, yeah.
And Johnny Depp, for the most part, he just constantly looks for a vehicle where he can do that smile, right?
Yes.
It's like, sure, I'll do Willy Wonka.
Sure.
I can do the Ed Wood smile.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Friends, that's time. Mike Schultz.
That's
it. You know what
he's
should do sometime? You know what would be good, Johnny Depp would be good in? Is if they did it could be a black and white film too if they wanted to, where he played a ventriloquist dummy.
You know what
he could remake Magic.
You know what
they should remake Magic.
You know what his next project is? He's going to be Tonto in The Lone Ranger.
Is he?
So that's true, huh?
And basically the whole gimmick is the Lone Ranger is an idiot. And Tonto's behind the scenes, like, pulling all the strings.
And he's got Tontor, the elephant.
There we go, another elephant movie. Ryan Gosling is the Lone Ranger?
Yes.
Did I read that right? Okay.
That's confirmed, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that could
bring
be good.
It on. That could
especially
be fun.
Especially if Tonto makes his face the whole movie.
Yeah.
But if he did like Charlie McCarthy, he'd be good at that.
We're Dave and Darren. We've got tickets to go see a movie. Four movies, if you like, or take three friends. It's none of our business what you do with them. 326-ROCK, 326-1049, a four-pack of tickets to Rave Motion Pictures. Mike, as always, thanks for your
Happy
time.
Happy Easter, guys.
Happy Easter, yeah. Indeed.
Go pick something up. It's Earth Day.
Yeah, when you go see the movies, don't leave your popcorn
pick
on
up
the floor.
That